thought I'd discuss some halachas relating to what happens when Erev Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, like tomorrow. So it's Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. So one issue is what to do about Shalosh Shudos. We normally have Shalosh Shudos late in the day, and yet it would not be recommended to have a meal very late in the day because we want to also be able to eat a Yom Tov meal later that night. So what to do? So this is discussed here in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Tes. There are basically two options. What the Rama writes is as follows. He says, yes, that Midin covered Yom Tov. Covered Yom Tov includes the preparations for Yom Tov, one of which is not to be Koveya Suda late in the day. Nonetheless, with regard to Shalosh Shudos, one could have a light meal later in the day to have the minimum of a kibetza of pas, of bread, and thereby one would be Yotze. In fact, look in Siman Reish Mem Tes, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the issue of having a meal late in the day. So it's not a hard and fast isser to have a meal late in the day on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Maybe it's an exception with regard to Erev Pesach. But there's not a hard and fast isser to have a meal. It's a recommendation to not be Koveya Suda from the beginning of the ninth hour, in other words, for the last three halachic hours of the day. The Beir Halacha there even writes that the whole issue is only if a person fills himself up, if he eats to satiation. But if a person just has a little bit, so then that's not even included in the Isser. Nonetheless, obviously we'd prefer not to be Koveya Suda late in the day, within the last 3 hours, but the Rama writes that if in the case of Shalosh Shudos, it's not an Isser, so therefore one would be able to have a meal, and just have a light meal, not to fill oneself up and ruin the Yom Tov meal. The Mishnah Brewer writes, even better option would be to simply have Shalosh Shudos earlier in the day, that one could have Shalosh Shudos before the ninth hour, as long as it's after Mincha Gedolah time, 6.5 hours into the day, half an hour after Chatzos, that would be a person could be Yotze Shalosh Shudos at that time. So the Mishnah Brewer writes that would be even the best option. It's impossible to get all the Hidurim according to all the opinions, because the Rama writes in Reish Sadi Aleph that it would be better to have Shalosh Shudos after you daven Mincha. And according to the Mechaber, in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, it's better to daven Mincha Ketana. So you can't daven Mincha Ketana and then eat Shalosh Shudos and not be Koveya Suda in the last 3 hours of the day. So that's impossible. But according to the Mishnah Brura, best option is to have Shalosh Shudos early enough in the day that it's before the ninth hour of the day. Next best option, also acceptable, is during Mincha Ketana time to have Shalosh Shudos, but to have a light meal, kibetza pas, and not to fill oneself up in order to be able to also eat a Yom Tov meal a little bit later on. A few more issues. We know that it's not permissible to be mechin to prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov. However, if there is a benefit to what you're doing on Shabbos itself, so then that's not called preparation unless one verbalizes that in fact one is doing so in order to prepare for Yom Tov. So here are a couple of practical examples. What if a person wants to change his clothes? He wants to have fresh clothes, l'chavad Yom Tov. Or the Shulchan Aruch writes, if possible, it's even recommended to have special clothes that are Yom Tov, that are even nicer than your Shabbos clothes, that are Yom Tov clothes. So what if a person wants to put that on before Yom Tov? So that would that be called hachana? So in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, here in Tavkuf Chav Tes, that's Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he writes that he thinks that would not be a problem of hachana. Because as soon as a person puts it on, he's already benefiting from those clothing. It's an expression of kavod for the Shabbos as well, for the last half hour or whatever it is that a person is wearing them. And therefore, it would not be a problem of hachana. Similarly, with regard to rolling the Sefer Torah, so the Mishnah Brewer writes in Tafresh Samach Zayin that one cannot roll the Sefer Torah on Shabbos for the laning of Yom Tov. So in a similar vein to what we said before, the Rosh Hashulchan writes, but if you open it up and you read from the Sefer Torah, you learn from the Sefer Torah, so that could be considered to be a Tzorach of right now, then the Rosh Hashulchan thinks that that would be acceptable and there'd be room to mekel. Here's a good one. Sleeping, especially this Yom Tov. You want to stay up all night, Shavuos night. So you want to get a rest on Shabbos afternoon. Would that be considered to be Hachana? So in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he writes that if one verbalizes, again, if one verbalizes, I'm going to sleep now in order to have, in order to be awake tonight, so then that would be a problem. That should be avoided. But otherwise, a person is allowed to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon. What a person's got, you know, whether it's simply because a person is tired now, or a person takes it into consideration that he's not going to get any sleep tonight, that's a separate issue. Dvarim shalei venim dvarim. So a person is allowed to take a nap Shabbos afternoon. It should be avoided. Is to verbalize that one's doing so in preparation for Motzai Shabbos. So have a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov, and please do stack the chairs. If everyone could,